Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate today's Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. A branch shall sprout from the root of Jesse, and the glory of the Lord will fill the whole earth, and all flesh will see the salvation of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Let us prepare our hearts by calling to mind our sins and so preparing ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, eternal majesty, whose ineffable word the Immaculate Virgin received through the message of an angel, and so became the dwelling place of divinity. Filled with the light of the Holy Spirit, grant, we pray, that by her example we may in humility hold fast to your will. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary men? Must you also weary my God? Therefore the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. The Lord's are the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. For he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. O key of David, opening the gates of God's eternal kingdom, come and free the prisoners of darkness. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who is called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In my parish church in southern Door County, we've already decorated for Christmas. We won't turn the lights on until Christmas Eve Mass, but when you have the help and the laborers to do it after the fourth Sunday of Advent, you do it. And so one of the things that happened was that we took down the Advent wreath, but yet here we are. We still have Mass this week with Advent. And one of the things that I did was I put these four candles, our Advent candles, in front of Our Lady. And they're there kind of in this line and increasing in size, representative of the time that has passed. And so it was a great reminder to me of how Advent and these last days of Advent, it's really Our Lady of the expectation, Our Lady of Advent, who Mary waits to give birth. You know, in the preface that we pray in the last 8 days of Advent, it says that the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. And truly that longing that Mary had is being fulfilled in just a few days. Now, in our prayers over the past few days and in the days ahead, they really have had a Marian character to them, a Marian focus, kind of this reality of bringing to a close an Advent season that, yes, we await the return of Jesus, but really a focus here on Our Lady, and then as we move to Christmas, a focus on the Christ child. So, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, a very beautiful prayer that we just heard a few days ago, the prayer over the offering of the gifts. "May the Holy Spirit, O Lord, sanctify these gifts laid upon your altar," so these gifts that will be consecrated just as Our Lady was, "just as he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary." So that's one of the themes here in the last day of Advent, is to focus on the womb of Our Lady, to focus on the childbearing of Our Lady. And so he filled with his power the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We hear another reference to the womb in the opening prayer on December 17th. "O God, creator and redeemer of human nature, who willed that your word should take flesh in an ever-virgin womb." So this is the character of the womb, the perpetual virginity of Mary before, during, and after. "Look with favor on our prayers," and so forth. Now, yesterday also, there was a reference. O God, who through the childbearing of the Holy Virgin graciously revealed the radiance of your glory to the world. So by the fact that Mary bore the Christ child, God's glory is being revealed through the childbearer, the God-bearer, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Now today, too, again, a very beautiful prayer. O God, eternal majesty, whose ineffable word the Immaculate Virgin received through the message of an angel and so became the dwelling place of divinity. Just the other day, I saw one of these social media posts, and someone shared, you know, kind of a monstrance on a donkey as Joseph was leading the donkey, and the idea being that Mary is this monstrance, this temple of God, because she bears Christ in her womb, became the dwelling place of divinity, just like the temple. Filled with the light of the Holy Spirit, grant, we pray, that by her example, we may in humility hold fast to your will. So holding up the person of Mary as one that we can look to and imitate by her very life, by her humility, by her love, by her adoration, by her purity, all of these things that really Mary gives example to us. On December 23rd, the prayer mentions that Jesus chose to become flesh of the Virgin Mary and establish among us his dwelling, that Mary was chosen for this very special role in the history of salvation. And that's really what we heard today in our readings, that reading from Isaiah, which was our first reading just a few days ago on the fourth Sunday of Advent, that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. We really see in these prayers how Mary is that virgin who conceives, that ever-virgin womb. And then our gospel today was that of the Annunciation, one that we hear quite a bit during the season of Advent. We heard it on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. It was an option for Our Lady of Guadalupe. We heard it today. And so we almost know that gospel very well when we hear it, almost maybe have it a little bit memorized. But to think about all the ways that what it tells us about Mary, hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. And then to hear how she conceived, so that childbearing by the power of the Holy Spirit, to hear that nothing is impossible for God, that if a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, well, then God can do anything. So today, as we continue to walk these last days of Advent, perhaps we do so with the Blessed Virgin, accompanying her to that stable in Bethlehem, so that with her soon we might adore the Christ child. Together now, let us pray to our God. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, and all bishops and priests, that the world will come to know Christ through their witness and example, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For an end to war and violence, especially in major political and religious centers of conflict around the world, we pray to the Lord. For all elected officials, that they courageously advance the protection of vulnerable human life, we pray to the Lord. For peace among families, that the love of Christ, of the Christ child, will mend broken relationships and transform even the hardest of hearts, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of Mike and Judy Shireman, in thanksgiving for their support of Relevant Radio and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. O Lord, our God, you heard the prayers of long ago as the people prayed for the coming of the Promised One. And so as you fulfill that promise once again on Christmas Day, hear the prayers that we, a people of expectation, now offer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord. May our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all his holy church.
Look, O Lord, we pray upon the one sacrifice of your Son, that by participating in this mystery, we may possess at last the gifts we have awaited and for which our faith bids us hope, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord, for all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist saying of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that we already rejoice in the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exultant in his praise. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. The power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The angel said to Mary, Behold, you'll conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body. let us pray. Grant divine protection, O Lord, to those you renew with this heavenly gift, that to those who delight in your mysteries you may give the joy of true peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon Central. And don't forget to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, stay tuned for Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, who do not adore, who do not hope or love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.
How has Relevant Radio changed your life?
Hi, Drew. Hey, real quick, I wanted to tell you, I started listening to you in 2005 when I began my journey into the church. So thank you for all the years that you've been on the air and all you've done.
My guest, Mike Aquilina, I want to thank you, too, for your wonderful work over the years.
Thank you for yours. Listen to that guy who came into the church and he's using you for his formation. I thought that was great that Todd said that. Wonderful.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.